Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Nick.
Well, hey, Debbie. Look, we have our first guest on the show.
Well, hey, boss. Welcome.
Thanks. You know, I've been here every week watching you two record the podcast, and you have so much fun, I thought I'd like to join in today.
I like it.
Well, we invited Debbie on today to talk about the Chamber. Debbie is the Executive Director of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. And if you're a listener of the podcast, you know that this podcast is a production of the Chamber and the O'Fallon Weekly.
That's right. And I'd say that the Chamber is probably one of the most active groups in our community, but I also think it's one of the least understood. I just don't think many people, Debbie, know what we do here. So maybe it's best to start by saying what the Chamber is not.
I think what we aren't is really going to surprise some people.
I agree.
We are not the city or the village. We're not a department of any government. We're not a political body, a civic club, or a professional society. We're not a service or a charitable organization. And we're not an agency of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, that's surprising.
Okay, yep. So then what are you?
We're a nonprofit organization, and we're made up of individuals, professional leaders, and businesses. And we all work together to make sure that our business community succeeds.
And we're a membership organization, right? So people and businesses pay to be members. How many members do we have right now?
Absolutely. We're about 530 members today.
Okay. And so why do businesses join the Chamber? What's in it for them?
You know, we have a lot of programs and events that affect our community that people just want to be part of. Some of the events that I'm thinking of are our recent job fair. We have an annual 8th grade career fair. We do a lot of things with and for Scott Air Force Base, and we do host candidate forums in local election years.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a leadership institute for those who are 40 and under, and Jessica here runs that for the Chamber.
Shout out to Leading Group.
Woohoo! We do have a lot of networking events that people want to attend so they can make new connections. Often, we know about information first, and we can share that with our membership early on. And while I said we don't work for our municipalities, we do work with them. And businesses want someone who can do that for them.
Yeah, definitely. We have a great relationship with both the city and the village. Okay, so if I'm a salsa business.
Salsa.
And I'm really good at making salsa. Most local business owners, they're really good at whatever it is their thing is that they do, right? But there's so many other aspects to running a business. And it just, I think it can be really overwhelming. All I want to do as a salsa business is spend time in the kitchen making salsa and coming up with new recipes. But if I'm a business, now I have to find a way to market my salsa, stay up to date on legislation that could affect me. I have to constantly be looking for events to attend to sell my salsa. And then I also want to make connections to help expand my business. So without the Chamber, I would have to put way more energy into each of these areas individually. And at the end of the day, that takes time away from me spending time doing what I really love doing. So how does the Chamber help with these type of things?
By the way, I'm loving the salsa.
You're hungry
word.
For salsa now.
Yeah, I'm needing some chips and salsa.
We often do the work for you. We pull things together, and then a business comes to us, and we point them in the right direction. So let's talk about COVID and all the grants and changes that came out that affect businesses.
Yep.
We got resources from so many different places. It would be impossible for a business to go through all that by themselves.
Yep.
So we sift through it, we share what our businesses need most, and we also share it on social media. So if someone's not a member of the Chamber, they can still get that information from us. And we have something for everybody. When you join, one of the first things I tell them is you can't do it all, so decide what matters to you, and that's what you do. So if networking is your thing, we have a breakfast event, an after-hours event.
I love the after-hours
mm-hmm.
events.
They're fun.
Those are fun. And then we have something new since COVID that's Restaurant Roulette. It's a luncheon event. So we tell you, choose what works best for you and then attend that and do it well.
Yep.
We have education. We promote seminars. We're a resource for the local, the state, and the federal grants. We have access to people who really know that information well, and they can share it with our membership. Maybe community service is something that you're interested in. If we don't have something going on ourselves, we know who does, and we know who's in need of help.
Yep.
Well, I really see the Chamber as the connector of everybody.
I agree. A phrase I frequently say is, have you asked Debbie, or did you run this by Debbie?
So it's your fault she's so busy.
Well, maybe. That's true. I'm thought of that. And it's not to necessarily, Debbie, get your approval, but just to tap into your knowledge. So isn't it true people will call you, Debbie, and say, they'll say, I want to host this event in November. What do you think about it? And you know maybe which weekends are good, which ones might be off limit. I just feel like you really have your finger on the pulse of the businesses, the city and the village, the community. And I just think you see connections other people might not see. So if I were a business, I'd join the chamber just to have access to Debbie. And I'm not just saying that because she's my boss.
That happens all the time, Jessica. And that's why individuals and non-for-profits join the chamber too. Part of the chamber experience is understanding that while we have the city and the village and they have their role, businesses have a role, the non-for-profits have a role, and we really are the ones who put them together, who connect them and let them have interaction with each other.
Yep.
And that is why we love the chamber. Your motto is, we welcome, unite, and promote business. And with that in mind, what's on the calendar for this week and what can we promote?
Well, it's actually a quiet weekend, Nick.
Well, evidently nobody called you to find out if this is a good weekend to put stuff on the
this
calendar.
This would have been a great weekend to put stuff on the calendar.
Evidently. Yeah. Tomorrow, Saturday, October the 9th, is the Vine Street Market in downtown O'Fallon. It starts at 8 a.m. and they start the music at 9 a.m. You know, there are only two markets left this season, so take advantage of it while you can.
Boo. I want more markets.
I know.
I'm going to miss those.
I wish it could be year-round.
Same.
On Friday, October the 15th, from 11 to 2, there's a shred event at Age Smart, and that's near the roundabout over by the Family Sports Park. They're going to have a food truck, so you can drop off your sensitive paperwork to shred and then grab lunch. And then on Saturday, October the 16th, there's a lot happening.
I'm excited about this day. Downtown is going to be hopping.
Parks and Rec Fall Festival at the Rock Springs Rotary Park is from 4 to 8 p.m. It is such a fun family
event.
It
really is. Mm-hmm. I've covered that before for the paper, and it's great.
It is. The little kids love it. Because they have hay rides, and they have a tattoo booth, live music. They have games and prizes. Way Cool Balloons will be there making balloon creations. They're going to have kids' games from 4 p.m. till dark. Then they're going to have bonfires starting at dusk to make s'mores.
Sign me up.
A food truck's also going to be there. So there's food trucks everywhere, I think, that weekend. Also on Saturday, October 16th, from 5 to 9, Witches and Wizards Night Out in the downtown district. Now, that's a 21-plus event, so you have to be 21 and older to attend. You pay $5 and you get an event wristband. You're also going to get a list of the businesses participating, the bars and the restaurants, and you can get signature-themed drinks.
Ooh.
I was going to say something about me not being able to attend since it's a 21 and over event, but I think zero people would believe that. Under 21. Nick's looking at me like you're...
Anyway.
And they're going to have a costume contest inside the VFW at 8:15.
Sounds good.
The same night, 5:30 to 8:30, is Halloween Movie and Art Night at Art Gecko in downtown O'Fallon. And that's for kids who are 6 to 14. They can watch a classic Halloween movie while they do art activities.
Fun.
And I confirmed it. It's a drop-off event.
Perfect.
So if you're going to Witches and Wizards Night Out, drop the kids off at Art Gecko, walk across the street for the adults' night out.
Sounds good.
We're going to put a link to all these in the show notes.
Wow. Good job, boss. I may be out of a job after that, Nick. What do you think?
I won't. I have the equipment. So, you know. Thanks to be you, Jessica. Anyway. Well, that about does it for this week, and I've got to roll out.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure. And Debbie, thanks for spending time with us today. Good job.
Of course. Debbie out.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.